The little man jogged away, his bag hitting his ankles when footsteps came pounding into the chamber. The king roared with excitement. I told Minerva she could do it, but she didn't believe me. I bet her 50 shillings, so now I'm extra rich, the king yelled, his words echoing around the moist, damp, musty, smelling chamber. It was lighter now that it was day, and even though the girl barely did anything, she was tired. The prince pointed this out, and the king took her to the largest bedroom in the palace, other than his and the prince's. You may rest here for a week, the prince said, the prince showing the princess how comfy it was by laying on it and closing his eyes. The girl giggled and the prince smiled. They went to get tea after it and got scrumptious cakes. These are the best cakes I've ever tasted, cried the girl, smiling.